If you plan on taking part in today's A Day in South Dakota events, I can guarantee you you'll have an easier time chronicling the day than did Joseph Niespoor Niepce. He was a French chemist credited with taking the world's first photo, which by the standards of 2014 looks really primitive. It's called View from the Window in Le Gras and depicts, I guess, the courtyard of Niepce's country home as seen from a bedroom window. He used what was then known as a camera obscura to burn the image on a bitumen-coated plate and took several hours to complete the exposure. From that, the world has gone to box cameras, to the Polaroid devices which bring photos out to develop before your eyes. We now have digital photography, which lets everyone channel his or her inner Matthew Brady. Professional photographers disagree on whether this is a good thing. Greg Lotze doesn't think so.
From my experience, and this is personal experience, I find that having the unlimited capacity of a digital camera and being able to shoot so many photos on one card or a collection of memory cards makes a person forget that they're trying to find a moment to capture. When I was shooting film, and it was a lot more expensive to shoot a roll of 36 exposures, you'd be a lot more careful to expose those properly and wait for the right moment, and so you didn't have to spend as much money simply getting that much film developed.
But the modern methods of photography intrigue other people who take pictures for a living. Chad Kappas is a senior photographer with the State Office of Tourism.
I love the switch to digital. It has made my job easier and harder at the same time, but I'm a much better photographer now than I was in the film days, and I think it's partly because of the instant feedback. It's partly because I'm doing more of the editing work myself, and I love the fact that it's created a lot more people out there taking pictures than they were when everyone was shooting film and it was a bit more expensive.
Kappas has wanted to take photos for a living ever since he saw his dad work a camera at an outing.
My dad took me to Thunder Valley Dragways in Marion, and he had borrowed a camera from his office and took some pictures, and I just thought that was really cool, and decided then and there, which was about when I was in the eighth grade, that I wanted to be a photographer for like Hot Rod magazine or something like that. Didn't have any idea how to go about that.
He went about it the way most photographers collect experience, by working on a high school yearbook and taking photos whenever he would get the chance. He studied the craft at Black Hills State University. So, with all his years of experience and some beautiful photos that appear on South Dakota's state government website, what does Kappas consider to be the perfect photograph?
I would think that eludes every photographer. I don't think there is such a thing as a perfect photo. Or if it is, it's still out there somewhere. I haven't found it, I know that.
Greg Lotze doesn't describe the perfect photograph, but he looks to find a way to move people with his efforts.
For instance, when I'm driving through a back road South Dakota and I see a landmark or a scene that everybody else that's driven that road has seen, you know, every day of their entire life, I love to try and show it in a new way, something that is beautiful, something that surprises the viewer. The biggest compliment that I ever get is when people will say, hey, I saw that book or saw that photo that you did of this area that I've always seen. I've never looked at it in that way. I've never seen it that way. I think that was awesome.
Today, SDPB hosts A Day in South Dakota. The idea is that people from around the state capture all things South Dakota in photos. Lotze shares the enthusiasm for the project.
I think it's a great idea. I think that South Dakota has a lot to offer as far as great scenery and interesting, you know, cultural photographs, people doing fun things. And I've always loved the idea of putting a collection of photos together with the one day idea, because it really is just a big snapshot into a single day and kind of makes everybody think about all the different things that happen across a large area like our state.
If you've taken a photo for A Day in South Dakota, thank you. We all look forward to seeing it. If you haven't, find a place you think reflects what the state is about and hit us with your best, wait for it, snapshot. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Gary Ellenbold.